Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, after some morning scattered thunderstorms like the one we're going through right now, it's supposed to be mainly cloudy and we'll have a high today into the low 80s. The temperatures right now in Kenosha, 68 degrees, 65 in Burlington, Milwaukee 63, Racine 68. Pretty heavy thunderstorm rolling through southeast Wisconsin right now. In fact, we'll mention that it's part of a fire response over to the 400 block of Cliff Avenue in Racine. Firefighters and police dispatched there just before 5:30 this morning. A citizen reporting a house on fire. The address confirmed is 418 by the officer first on the scene. Don't have any other details at this point, but this response came just minutes prior to the downburst from the thunderstorm that has been rolling now through the Racine area. In Kenosha, firefighters sent last night to 6305 13th Avenue. They found flames on the outside extending to the interior of that complex. Mutual aid requested on the response along with an investigator to try and figure out the cause. About that same time, city paramedics and Kenosha police also sent to 15th Street and Birch Road a two-vehicle accident involving contact with a home. Minor injuries reported. A woman and a young boy hurt in an accident involving their car and a K-Town transportation van at the intersection of 16th and Racine Streets. Several people coming to the aid of the victims, according to on-scene reports, did not appear to have any life-threatening injuries involved. Police and rescue dispatched on the initial report somebody might have been ejected. Nobody else reported hurt. In Mount Pleasant, the Plan Commission has given the initial green light to some townhomes with four buildings proposed northwest of the Village Hall off 90th Street, and that's to be followed then by some higher-density apartments. The Weingard Partners development would be just to the south of the Heartland Village subdivision in Terry Kallenbach's backyard.
As I sit on my patio and everyone else who lives in that area sits on their patio, are going to be looking at the backside of a garage 20 feet away.
The company steward, Weingard, said everything is preliminary right now with about 4 months of detail work to be done.
Each one of these units will have its own individual washer and dryer. We have electric overhead door openers on the attached garages, separate gas furnaces, what we call split air conditioner, so it's all central air, central heat. And they operate very similar to a single-family home.
Village planner Robin Palm noting that apartments are in short supply. Detailed plans and needed permits for the project yet to come. The Racine City Clerk's Office now taking letters of interest and resumes from eligible residents of the 7th Aldermanic District to fill the vacancy with the death of Alderman Rady Hahn. The deadline October the 31st, the Committee of the Whole to do interviews November 13th, make a recommendation to the Common Council. Person chosen to fill the rest of the term, which would end next April. And the Racine Zoo's Conservation Education Manager, Asia Summers, recently named a 2018 Rising Star by the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies at the University of Wisconsin, from where she's a 2014 graduate. The Village of Caledonia is making short step progress in addressing the former Western Publishing Company building, which neighbors have complained about for years. Administrator Tom Christensen saying the raise order led to an early teardown estimate, and next is going to be an estimate on the environmental cleanup.
The building department has finally located an environmental specialist that can give us an estimate for the asbestos removal and things like that. The downside of that is that the turnaround time on that report is going to be about 2 weeks, so we may be pushed into October before we can present our options to the board.
Discussion about the Western building included the nearby former Olympia Brown School site, owned by Racine Unified and now reportedly listed by a realtor for $2.2 million. Trustee Jay Benkowski suggested the OB site is under consideration as a possible charter school location. The Village and Racine Unified will be talking again soon about that former property. Mount Pleasant Plan Commission finally saying yes to a revised sign ordinance for the village, ranging from for sale to political displays.
Staff sourced examples and precedents from a national model sign code, as well as the Village of Oregon in Wisconsin, who won a 2017 Wisconsin Planning Award for their sign code.
That staff planner Robin Palm indicating months of work had to play a little catch-up as well. A Supreme Court ruling against an Arizona town sign ordinance was a key factor in Mount Pleasant's revisions, just like with other municipalities all over the country. The Wisconsin DNR now seeking public comment through early October on a draft list of five water quality standard topics that are being proposed as priorities for protecting state lakes and rivers. You can go to dnr.wy.gov and look for Triennial Standards Review. There's going to be an online public hearing, by the way, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Any changes still have to be approved by the Natural Resources Board, the state legislature, even the Environmental Protection Agency. Oh, and you Packer fans, you're being warned, be careful when you're buying game tickets on the secondary market. Police in Madison say some bogus tickets were sold to victims responding to Craigslist ads. It's recommended tickets be purchased only through reputable brokers and with a credit card instead of cash. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are in there in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.